Good morning. Left-wing political party Podemos yesterday said its supporters had voted to only allow the investiture of Pedro Sanchez as Prime Minister if their party is made part of his future cabinet, increasing the risk of a repeat general election. That opinion was backed by 70% of the party's supporters that participated in an internal vote. Sanchez has so far rejected Podemos' demand for a fully-fledged coalition government in exchange for their support in the confirmation vote in Parliament next week. The acting Prime Minister insisted he does not want Podemos leader Pablo Iglesias in his government, but said he was open to other Podemos members with specific expertise. Debate raged yesterday over the case of a young nightclub worker sentenced for manslaughter for killing a thief after a far-right political party raised over €100,000 for a compensation payment to help him avoid jail. In February 2015, the 22-year-old chased and punched a man who had just stolen a woman's purse in Fuengirola, causing his death some 2 days later from a brain hemorrhage. A court in Malaga last December sentenced the man to 2 years in jail and ordered that he pay €180,000 in compensation to the victim's two daughters. An appeals court upheld the ruling in April, although he has not yet been jailed. Prison sentences of under 2 years don't generally result in prison time if the convicted person has no previous criminal record. But the court threatened to jail the man if he did not pay the compensation. Far-right party Vox launched a crowdfunding campaign on Tuesday to pay the money. The campaign has so far raised at least €110,000. Several legal experts accuse Vox of using the case for political means. The Vatican has responded to a formal protest by the Spanish government over a controversy regarding the remains of General Francisco Franco, saying it never intended to meddle with Spain's domestic affairs. In early July, Spain sent a formal protest to the Vatican after its representative in Madrid, Renzo Frattini, rebuked the socialist government for resurrecting Franco through its efforts to move the former dictator's remains. A Vatican spokesman clarified yesterday that Mr. Frattini, who has since left Spain after concluding his mandate, was expressing his own opinions. The deputy mayor of an Andalusian town has resigned after police found almost 300 marijuana plants growing in a home he was renting. Manuel Palma, who was also the councillor for youth and sports in El Valle in Granada, stepped down after police charged him for a crime against public health. It came after he was arrested alongside another man accused of cultivating 265 marijuana plants in two rooms of a house in Padul. Police allege they also illegally hooked up their lighting equipment to the local electricity supply. Mr. Palma, who ran on the Partido Popular ticket, said his resignation should not upset the stability of the local government coalition. A new deputy mayor will be selected from the PP list. The investigation continues. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.